And this week, instead of taking you to another place to meet a young person making a difference, we have brought two young women to you. Here with us today in the Pulse studio are Amrei Krings and Maren Haferkamp, the co-founders of an organization called MAWA. Amrei, what is MAWA all about?
Well, MAWA is, we're an organization in Germany. We just founded ourselves last year in 2012. And what we're planning is a project, a workshop for prostitutes, for sex workers in Kenya. And the method we're going to use is dance to empower them, to empower the women, to empower the sex workers.
Now, you're all the way over here in Germany, and you're organizing a project for prostitutes in Kenya. Why did this topic touch your heart? How did you get into contact with these women in the first place?
I wrote my master thesis in Kenya, so I lived there for like three months. And once I returned like to Germany, I just missed this place so much. So I went back to Kenya, and that's when I got to know Catherine Wanyoi. She's the leader of our partner organization, Life Bloom Services International. And with her, we sat together and we just kind of started talking. And that's how the whole idea of the project came up. And from then I went back to Germany and I was kind of just caught with this idea. And so, yeah, that's when we started the organization. That's when we decided we're going to do this workshop and just start organizing and fundraising here in Germany to make it happen there in Kenya.
And how did Maren come on board?
Well, Amrei and me, we met at DIID as colleagues. Both of us were very passionate about Kenya because I had some personal connections with Kenya. And I was traveling to Kenya also in 2012 twice. I've always wanted to do something that has an impact, something I can identify myself with. So when Amrei talked to me and told me about her idea, I was immediately absolutely all for it. And I said, yeah, I'm going to support you and we're going to do this thing together.
And Amrei, I'm interested in the idea of dancing and how you can help people through dance.
I can say I experienced it myself. Like, I was a very shy girl when I was little. And my mom, she brought me to dance class. And that's where I gained a lot more self-confidence. I stood up for what I was willing to do. And I think it's been proven before with other projects as well. Like, there's a choreographer, his name is Royston Maldum, and he did this project where this movie, Rhythm Is It, is talking about it. And that's pretty much the method that we use. It shows that dance can actually give people more self-confidence and allows them to stand up. Yeah, it sort of brings people together as well. Like, that's another approach we have with this project. It's on the one hand, it's empowering the women, but on the other hand, empowering them as well through gaining more contact with the community again and reducing stigma and prejudice that is in the community against sex workers.
Can you tell us a bit more about why there are so many women in prostitution in that particular region?
Well, the workshop takes place in Naivasha. Naivasha is about 1 hour from Nairobi, and it's in the Rift Valley close to a lake called Lake Naivasha. And around this lake, there are many, many flower farms, and through the whole trade of flowers and the truckers driving through the town, there was a huge demand for prostitutes, pretty much for sex workers. And that's how it all developed. So on the one hand, you've got this problem, but on the other hand, you also have a very little payment that people get for working at the farms. So they're sort of forced into getting into this business.
Now, Maren, you've spent time in the location as well. Put us into the shoes of one of these sex workers. What are the problems and the hurdles and the situations that they're dealing with?
They find themselves in a very, very difficult situation. They are not able to feed all their children. And that is why they see the only possibility in doing this kind of work to be able to survive.
The dance project is 4 weeks long. What changes do you expect to see in the women taking part over that period?
Well, we hope to see that the women are going to be like gain a lot more self-confidence. The workshop is going to contain several elements at the same time, which is where dance is the major element, but we also have elements and self-defense training, sort of. So we want the women to just become more assured of the work that they do, to feel more secure in the environment that they're in, because they do face a lot of sexual harassment as well from
rape,
from,
yeah, probably
rape,
as well,
definitely, yeah. Rape as well from their customers. So it's about making them stronger and more safe in the environment that they're in. We also hope to see a stronger bonding between other community members and the women, because those communities members will be part of the workshop as well, at least partially.
Mm. Now, Amra, you mentioned that you are partnering with an organization or with a colleague of yours in Kenya who's on location, who comes from the culture and knows the culture. How do you expect these women to respond to you two, who are outsiders? Let's say you come from Germany. And how important is it then to have partners on location?
I think it's very important to have partners. Like, even when I was in Kenya right now, it was very touching to see, like, I met those women and we were at a primary school for one day where we built a water tank together. And I wasn't part of building the water tank, but I pretty much cooked for them during the day. And there was one of the sex workers who cooked with me, and the others, I could feel that they constantly, it was in Kikuyu or Swahili, they talked to each other, and these women would ask her, so is she doing the dishes as well? Is she actually cutting? Is she making her hands dirty, pretty much? Because they have this feeling of white people don't really do much of tough work. So it was nice to see the confidence growing that they had in me as well, and me becoming more part of them too, by simply doing that work and showing them that this is everyday life for me as well, and that we're sort of sharing the same tasks throughout the day.
Mm. So you kind of have to prove yourself along the way.
Yeah, definitely.
And how are you getting women involved in the project, Maren?
As we are working with the Life Bloom Services International together with our partner organization, they have this a strong contact with the women, and also the confidence which we need from the women that they get involved and that they are, that they really want to participate and they are really motivated. And without this partner organization, we wouldn't be able to do this whole project.
So the first 4-week workshop is taking place in August 2013. Yes. But as you've already mentioned, you have big plans for after that workshop of what's going to happen on location with the women. Now, are you planning on going back? Is there going to be another 4-week workshop?
Yes, exactly. We plan to have a yearly workshop. Maybe it will be in August, but yeah, we will see how everything works. Also, we plan to have a big performance in August at the Rift Valley Festival together with the women. Ideally, this would take place every year. So we plan, if everything goes well this year, to have this yearly event. And during the course of the year, the women will coach themselves.
Now, you haven't had the 4-week dance event yet.
Yes.
However, you've been hard at work for many months in organizing this MAWA project. What kind of impact has it had on you? Now, Maren, you mentioned before you wanted to have an impact, but doing a project like this has got to have an impact on you as well.
Exactly.
How has it changed your lives already?
Well, it does a lot. Like, I think, first of all, it keeps you busy a lot. Like, you're constantly just trying to organize things, getting in touch with people and trying to write texts for a flyer for a website or something. For me personally, I just learned a lot. All of a sudden, I was able to visit all these seminars on project management, on fundraising, on PR work. I got to know how to build up a website, how to update a website. Before that, I was hardly trying to get into such seminars, but they were always just too expensive for me. So now, personally, I can use this workshop or this project itself to get into such workshops and seminars and, just gain
a lot
knowledge.
Of new skills that you wouldn't necessarily have learned. Hmm? What about you, Maren?
Yeah, I think it's a great personal challenge for all of us, all the founders of the organization, because we're the first time in our lives we are our own boss. And we are the ones who make the decisions, who realize our own ideas. We have to live with the negative and positive experiences and mistakes also we make. But we are celebrating every little achievement we make. If it's on the Facebook page, we have more supporters or something. And it's just great to see how our project evolves, how the women are excited about it and how much positive feedback we receive. So we really learn a lot about ourselves. For example, I got to know new hidden kind of talents in myself.
And what's your hidden talent?
Well, I think maybe it's not that hidden, but I'm very affected with the new media. And I was all over this Facebook and website, and I really like it to build this up and to see how it's growing and how people are reacting. And
well, speaking of new media, where can Pulse listeners find more about MAWA on the web?
Well, on the Facebook page, MAWA Dance. And then we have our website, mawadance.org.
Mm-hmm. Great. We'll be sure to check that out. Thank you two so much for joining us in the Pulse studio. We wish you all the best for the preparations over the next few months, and especially for the 4-week project in August. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.